Mariner Books and Harper Audio present Rebel with a Clause, Tales and Tips from a Roving Grammarian by Ellen Jovin. This is the author. To Brant. A note before we begin. Be sure to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider or go directly to www.harpercollins.com/pages/rebelwithaclause. It contains charts, end of chapter quizlets, and more, and will be referred to throughout as the enhancement. Introduction, A Table Unfolded. In the late afternoon of September 21st, 2018, I exited my New York apartment building carrying a folding table and a big sign reading Grammar Table. I crossed Broadway to a little park called Verdi Square, found a spot at the northern entrance to the 72nd Street subway station, propped up my sign, and prepared to answer grammar questions from passersby. This might seem bizarre to some, but to me it felt like destiny. I've been teaching writing and grammar for decades. I love grammar. I've studied 25 languages for fun. My bookshelves are filled with grammar and usage books, carefully alphabetized by language from Albanian to Zulu. I majored in German in college and earned a master's degree in comparative literature, specializing in African American and German writers. One of the greatest pleasures of my life has been participating in a world of reading and literature and beautiful varied words. I love exploring how they are put together, not just in English, which is the focus of this book, but in all the languages I have studied. The grammar table idea originally came to me a couple of months before that inaugural fall afternoon. From the moment the whim first entered my head, I knew I had to make it happen. Waiting for the furnace days of summer to end, I took care of the practical details. I researched opaque city regulations before determining that dispensing free grammar advice qualified as free speech. I studied the folding table market and ordered my favorite and most grammar-friendly, a lightweight 48 by 20 inches, and I made a grammar table sign, adding to it what I thought were helpful, discussion-inspiring suggestions such as capitalization complaints, semicolon phobia, and comma crisis. That September day, it took me approximately 30 seconds to start getting visitors. One of the first questions involved a spousal apostrophe dispute. A woman came up to me with her husband, two kids, and a complaint. Handing me her cell phone, she told me her husband had sent her a text message with a misplaced apostrophe. The evidence was right there on the screen. Another fun afternoon for the Bensons. Benson apostrophe S. I told her she was right. No apostrophe. The husband laughed. He had no painful grammar sensitivities, and off went the apostrophe-free Bensons to enjoy their afternoon. Some people just need someone to smile at them politely while they're complaining, and then they go home happier. I like listening to people, and I'm genuinely curious about them, which is why I included a vent option right on my grammar table sign. I've heard a lot of complaints about apostrophes used for plurals, missing commas, extra commas, run-on sentences, spelling snafus, peripatetic participles, and more. Sometimes my interventions soothe the insecurities of the questioner. A tiny Filipino woman, maybe 5 feet tall, about 40 years old, approached the table holding the hand of a tinier girl. She wanted to know how to pronounce finance. Did the word start out like fine and have the stress on the first syllable, finance? Or did it begin like fin and have the stress on the second? Finance. When she heard that her second syllable stress was fine, even preferable in the opinion of one of the experts whose books lay on the grammar table, she started jumping up and down. This is neither hyperbole nor metaphor. She literally jumped up and down and made her smaller companion's arms sail in sync with her excitement. Someone had been telling her she was wrong, and now she knew she wasn't, and she felt better. That turns out to be a common experience for people who approach me, teachers or coworkers or others.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?